It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up on Central Time, we continue our summer music series, Setlist, where we hear interviews and exclusive musical performances from Wisconsin artists. Today we'll feature the Madison psychedelic rock band, Dolores.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
The state has filed lawsuits against more businesses that received loans from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We'll learn about those loans and why the state is suing the companies.
And new reports show that changes to Wisconsin's open records laws initially came from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. We'll discuss what we've learned about that proposal.
Right now, we're joined by Jason Stein, the state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Veronica. Good to be here.
Well, let's start with new information on the WEDC. What do we learn about these new companies that the agency is now suing?
Right. Well, again, the lawsuits are happening because the state has loaned money to companies that's not being paid back or hasn't entirely been paid back. And what we're learning is that in three of these cases, significant sums of money were loaned out to companies that have been accused of impropriety in one way or another, and including, you know, one that appears to be under criminal scrutiny from law enforcement.
And what do we know about how these companies were awarded money and escaped the scrutiny of the WEDC?
It's a couple of different things. In two of the cases, what the WEDC has told me, you know, or produced in its records, is that these financial problems with the company were not turned up in their review. And these would be cases where the company did not disclose financial problems that either the company itself, people on its board, officers of the company had. They didn't disclose those problems to the state, and then the state did not turn them up, didn't do the kind of financial checks that they needed to do to turn those up. And then in another case, there was a lawsuit in which one of the company owner or company president, a judge in the lawsuit found that his business dealings in other areas had all the earmarks of fraud. That's the judge's words. And although the WEDC was aware of that case, they did, you know, the agency did go ahead and make the $1 million loan to that businessman, to his business.
And Jason, can you frame this for us? There's been a bit of a laundry list in the past months of bad news from the WEDC as regards companies that got money and issues therein. How big a deal is this latest news?
Well, you know, again, I would leave that to your listeners to decide. But, you know, this is a case where you had $500,000 awards being made to companies, and either one, basic checks such as, you know, an independent verification of, you know, the financial strength of the company and its owners and officers was not performed, or, you know, in this other case, the agency was aware of this lawsuit, which had some alarming information in it, and went ahead and made the award anyway. And it's not clear to me if the agency just didn't know what the real details of the lawsuit were, or if they did know them, but felt for whatever reason that they could go ahead and make you know, such a large loan anyway.
We're talking with Jason Stein, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're going to change gears now as we talk about the latest in state news from the week and talk about what we learned about changes to open record laws. And this was a big deal a couple weeks ago.
Right.
As a proposal in the budget, we didn't know where that proposal had come from, and it was pushed back. But what do we know now? What's the latest?
Sure. The Wisconsin State Journal and our newspaper have reported a couple things in recent days. First, that the part of these open records changes came from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, that he requested something called legislative privilege that would have made it more difficult for the public to get information about work that was being done in legislative offices, including in cases of lawsuits. It would be the lawmakers would have more ability to prevent information from being disclosed in lawsuits by themselves or by their employees about the work that was being done in the office. And then as well, we also reported in today's paper that Governor Scott Walker's administration is saying that it does not have to release certain records, even though, you know, the governor has said making a similar change, actually putting that change into the open records law would be a mistake.
Now, it sounds as though the governor had said that when a law or when some material is deemed deliberative in nature, that's the phrase that he's used to say that maybe sometimes you don't have to release it.
Right. And so sort of what's at issue here is when they say deliberative, what that refers to, at least as I understand it, is the back and forth exchange of ideas that would happen internally, you know, within the administration or another unit of government about, you know, a policy that's being developed and that eventually gets released to the public. And that the argument being made is that to allow for the free exchange of ideas, the government officials should not have to disclose the ideas that they trade back and forth, but maybe don't make it into the final proposal that goes out before the public.
And what has the governor's office had to say?
Well, again, you know, the governor, the governor's office was involved in putting together this open records proposal, which was passed by the legislature's budget committee and then very quickly taken out by the lawmakers after there was a lot of public outcry about it. The governor has said that was a mistake. But again, at the same time, the governor's administration has rejected certain records requests declined to provide certain records on this basis of this deliberative privilege. And what the open records attorneys that we've interviewed, from outside the administration say is that there's nothing explicitly in state law that would allow for withholding records for that.
Jason, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
That was Jason Stein, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, helping us review the headlines from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.